Welcome to the show. It's called the family meeting, where you can say what the hell you want, not get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our boss is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the family meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
And John Curtis.
And coming up, we've got Krista's news on the way. Did you want to give out the phone number, John? You're making the phone.
I don't have it.
Okay, that's actually what I was looking up when I was...
425-686-9552. You can call that number or text it. If you text it, we'll just get a little delay in your text, but we'll get it.
Yeah, and we're taking phone calls live, so hit us up. You can also tweet at us.
John Curtis 316.
Krista Curtis 1.
And mine is Jason Curtis 925. We've also got a guest in the studio. We might let him talk. We might not. We haven't decided yet. Depends on if he has anything worthwhile to say. And, of course, Big Mike is with us, as always. We are going to kick this... Shit, I didn't know he had a mic back there. Son of a bitch, I wouldn't have even mentioned he was here. All right, we're going to kick things off tonight with Mindless Self-Indulgence and You'll Rebel to Anything right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com. Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Mindless Self-Indulgence with You'll Rebel to Anything. And John's looking at me like I've lost my goddamn mind. He's like, you have to pre-listen to this music before you play it. And I fucking love those guys. Mindless Self-Indulgence is badass. Little Jimmy Urine's going to come here and beat your ass.
I don't know why I got to put me on blast like that.
Hey, I want to mention some... I want to start off the show with... we normally don't start off with anything serious, but I... A friend of mine,
or middle serious, or end serious,
or and yeah, we're pretty much serious. Usually stays the hell out of this show, but a friend of mine down in L.A. was playing baseball, and a disgruntled member of the other team jumped on him, broke his jaw in two places. He had to have his jaw wired shut. And when you're a stand-up comic, having your jaw wired shut affects your livelihood. So he's had to cancel the next few months of shows because he's going to, it's about 6 to 8 weeks, he's going to have his jaw wired shut. So they've started a GoFundMe. It's called Kane's Assault Recovery Fund. If you go to GoFundMe, and if you can spare a couple of bucks, help him out, because also most of the stand-up comics I know don't have any kind of insurance. So he's going to need all the help he can get paying his medical bills. Of course, he's probably on Obamacare, which most people are. So I just wanted to throw that out there. If you got a couple of bucks, help the guy out. He's a really good guy, super funny comedian, and he's from he spent a lot of time here in the Seattle area, and now he's living in L.A. with his girlfriend. So if you can help him out, help him out. That's all I had on that. If you want to give us a call and talk to us, the phone number is 425-686-9552. And we'll take your phone calls live. If you want to text us at that number, you can text us as well. We'll receive it as an email. And we'll talk about you behind your back. Not behind your back, because you'll be listening. So I told you guys, man. I took yesterday off.
I was just letting Jason keep. I knew he was just going to go down a place where he couldn't get out of.
Just a big spiral of rambling.
John was. I was just like, I'm going to let him fucking talk. Fuck, I'm not even going to save him.
John's let me go down the rabbit hole, and he's a prick for it, because I told him before the show even started. I was like, I took yesterday off, so all day has felt like fucking Monday. And about halfway through my work day, I'm like, oh my God, we're doing the show tonight, and I am seriously less prepared than I normally am, which is
zero prepared.
Which is zero prepared. So I was like half a zero prepared.
Jason, did you notice when you started losing it, I just started taking sips of my drink and checking my Facebook on my
phone? I'm scrolling through Facebook here, just letting you go.
I was about to use my voice recorder and just say, John's a douche.
You were about to crash hard. I did save you, though.
So, what you got going on, Johnny? Because I'm fucking done. That's it. I'm not talking for the rest of the show.
So I was at a bar the other day, and this was like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was sitting there with two guys. We're just bullshitting, and this girl walks up and she starts talking to us, and I thought that my buddy knew her because that's how she was talking, and she was dressed like a normal person is at a bar. And then this girl walks up next to her, and she's dressed like she just came from a wedding. Like she was a bridesmaid at a wedding.
Like, I was going to say, like her own wedding?
Like she was going to say, she in a wedding. That's what I thought, too. She's
wedding dress. Really out of place. Like, she's like...
People don't wear taffeta at the bars you hang out at?
I mean, she is dressed like she just came back from a wedding, really, seriously.
Tool for days.
And so, the girl talking to us, I wasn't really paying attention to what she was saying. And the nicely dressed girl goes... hey, did you guys notice like somebody just came back from Walmart? And we were like, what are you talking about? She goes, look at her clothes. And this is her friend, right? And like her friend's just outing her.
Wow.
And so she gets all sad and she just walks away. And I was like, that girl was a complete fucking bitch. Like, and so 20 minutes go by and that girl's outside again. The Walmart girl's outside again.
The Walmart girl. I'm sure that's helping the situation by referring to her as the Walmart girl.
So I go up and I start talking to her, and she was like, she was retarded drunk. You know, like when you can't tell if someone's actually drunk or if they grew up licking the windows of the short bus.
like one step beyond the woo girl.
Are you speaking English to me right now? Like, I don't know.
You know, John, at about 1 a.m. on a Friday or Saturday.
I think we've all ran into that person at the bar, and usually it's because we're hanging out with John. You're right.
Usually, like, retard drunk follows, like, crashing down your stairs drunk. Like, that's the level.
Yeah, because the brain trauma.
So I wasn't completely sure if she was drunk or if she was just retarded the whole time. So now her nicely dressed friend comes up, and I was like, I'm just going to ignore her the whole time and just talk to this girl. So her friend starts talking to me, just completely ignoring her. She starts getting like angry because I'm not even making eye contact. I'm pretending she does not fucking exist.
Because that usually works with a drunk retarded person.
No, I'm talking to the retarded person.
Oh.
I'm not talking to the one that outed her as a Walmart shopper.
I gotcha.
Because it was fucking rude.
It was. Yeah, that is pretty shitty.
And then her friend got mad and stomped off, and I was like, I hope I didn't just like run off her handler. Like, that might be the...
Maybe that was the driver of the bus?
Yeah. I mean, she might have like a backpack leash holding that girl. I don't know. The way she was talking to me at the end of the night, she needed a backpack leash.
You draw such beautiful pictures. Because all I can picture is Mike Myers in that Saturday Night Live skit where he's trying to run away and he's got the backpack leash on. And They're pulling him back.
My dog hates seeing little kids in those backpack leashes.
Well, because they're like dogs.
She started freaking out.
She thinks they're making fun of her.
our dog thinks they're making fun of her putting their little kids on leashes. She don't fucking like it.
I drove her through a school zone one time when there were all these kids on leashes, you know?
The hell school are you driving by where every kid's on a leash?
The ones where the moms walk the kids to school.
In the ghetto.
Like a school, Jason.
Like you have to keep them close.
You know they call the cops on you if you let your kid out of your sight now, so they have to walk their kids to school.
That's so freaking frustrating.
And to keep them from running down the street and getting killed, they put them on leashes.
Or,
and my dog don't like it.
Or they could fucking teach them not to run out the road.
That takes way too much parenting.
Takes a village of idiots. So, yeah. So you were talking... So she just... Her handler...
Yeah, her handler left. And then I was like, I hope I didn't just, like, abandon this.
I hope this woman understands how big of a bitch she must be for John to go, that woman's a bitch for outing her friends. Because I've seen you do some pretty brutal shit to your buddies in the bar.
I went and talked to that girl. I didn't even want to, but I did. Just because I wanted to make sure that her friend knew she was being a fucking complete and utter cunt right then.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew that was the word you were going to use to describe her.
I was hoping if we talked about it long enough that we would get Johnny to use that word.
Done.
I'm surprised it took 11 minutes of the show.
And 3 Bacardi Cokes. So then I went back to talk to my friends and I told them what happened. And they all approved. My friends approved of anything. Usually you go tell my friends something, they're like... Even if they approve, they're going to make you feel like a dumbass for doing it.
John, you're probably the friend that does that the most of all your friends.
My friends.
And the way I teach them to do it to me. That's the... If you're an asshole to enough of your friends, they start being assholes back.
That's true.
Yeah. I'll have to take your guys' word for it. I think most people consider me to be a decent person.
Well, comparatively speaking, yes. I'm sure you're viewed as the best one out of the bunch of us here.
I was just telling Krista. Krista thought I was an asshole for saying this. Somebody was trying to be my friend recently, and I told Krista, I said, you know what? I don't have enough time to delegate myself to the friends I have right now. I don't need any more. I'm not taking applications for friendships right now.
After that last conversation, what you're saying is you don't have time to teach that person to be a big enough asshole to be one of your buddies.
I have too many friends to delegate my time to, and so I don't need any more. I'm not taking applications right now.
John's Rolodex is full.
You know what might be worse than that conversation? You just said, Krista thought I was a real asshole when I said this, and I had absolutely no idea what was going to come out of your mouth.
She's like, which conversation is he going to bring up? Which one?
You could have said damn near anything.
So I don't need any friends. Come by, and if you see me in a bar, buy me a drink, but we're not friends. That's
so text John and follow John on Twitter, but don't expect to be friendly with him. No, you'll be friendly with people.
Yeah.
You just won't be their friend.
Yeah, I won't delegate any time for you.
So where do you draw the line between just somebody you will say hi to in a bar and somebody that you're going to be a buddy with?
2 minutes. If I spend more than 2 minutes talking to you, I got to get out. I'm out.
I think that's more than you spend talking to me most of the time.
We're really not friends. We're family.
There's a huge difference.
I really tried to cut that tie a long time ago, but...
We just keep coming around.
Yeah.
Now you guys do a damn radio show together, so... Holy cow.
And all
it's
I do
the only
is
way I can get him to talk to me.
And all I do is being an asshole to him for
Jason's
an hour
just
every
begging
week.
For John's love. I do this show so that John will have conversations.
You see, Big
with
Mike,
me.
This is when I get to be an asshole to him and he thinks I'm playing. This is like when I get to get my asshole out.
I don't think you're playing.
Keep your asshole in.
This is a family show. And I'm not talking about the content. I'm just saying I don't need to see your asshole.
Yeah, no. I'm going to keep my asshole in. There's no Red Sox on the show here. Jason,
you know, sometimes...
You remember what a Red Sock is, Jason?
I know what a Red Sock
Big
is.
Big Mike, do you know what a Red Sock is?
No.
I thought it was a pink sock.
Oh, it is a pink sock. It could be red. It's usually red, I think.
At that point, I'm pretty sure it's aggravated, and it's probably red.
So a pink sock's when you're fucking someone in the ass and with no lube, and then you just yank your dick out, and their asshole will actually turn inside out and come out like a sleeve. Like a pink sock hanging out their ass.
I don't go in through the outdoor. So
and the fact that John knows the terminology and exactly probably at which viscosity you need to be at to get that to happen.
just enough lube to get it in, and then that's...
It always paints such a graphic picture.
Then you
got to
work the lube off and then just yank that fucker out like a Band-Aid.
You draw such pretty pictures. All right. I don't really think there's any way to segue into another conversation after that. So we've got Krista's news coming up right after Harm with Cope Alaska right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
And dark, this dry sweat of an evening.
song. Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Harm with Cope, Alaska.
I was just singing along.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
Hello, everyone. We'll start with some actual news. This might make the Guinness Book of World Records. This is like full-on news. A New Jersey water park just built what they say is the world's longest water slide. It's 5 feet wide and just under a half mile long. It's inflatable. It takes 2 generators and 15 blowers to keep it inflated. They say it will take a minute to a minute and a half to ride the water slide. That seems like you'd be going pretty fast. They're going to verify it's the largest before it becomes official. But there's areas in it where it goes like uphill and downhill, just like little bitty hills. So I really wonder how you're going to slide on this thing from like half a mile. Because the pictures show it going like up hills and stuff. They have water pouring on it, but that's not, it's not like baby oil. Like, it's not that slick. It's just water.
Maybe they got like roller coaster chains that chug you up the hill.
Right here, they've got a dude spraying somebody with a hose. There's a guy on the slide and there's a guy next to him with a hose.
You're not going fast enough, you bastard.
It's like when you're flowing a river, sometimes you got to get up and walk. Like,
that would be the shittiest water slide ever.
It's not a water slide. It's a water trail, motherfucker. This isn't.
Yeah, apparently it's going to be the longest.
But the baby oil idea, I like it. You could
catch air.
Yeah, you'd catch air on some of those. It would really suck if they built this half-mile blow-up. Where do you store some shit like that?
Can you
roll that up and put that in a, it'd be like a semi-trailer?
Well, it would have to be in some kind of a storage unit, because, yeah. Think about a tarp. You roll up a big-ass tarp, and it's...
What if you made this fucking thing, right? And they were like, oh, man, you're 8 inches short from being the longest.
Then you just blow up another
fucking duct tape
balloon and put it on the end. Well, it's a water park that put it together, so I'm sure they have plenty of places to store crap like that. Maybe they just go around the park.
They lock the door at the end of the night and just deflate it.
When you first started the story, I thought you were talking about like a speed slide. It was going to be like that long and fast. And
that
like,
would be...
Can you imagine the super wedgie you'd have after a half mile speed slide?
If you had... Never mind. I was going to go back to the previous conversation from the last break.
No, we're not going back to the previous conversation. That conversation is done. I've already declared it done.
There's been where people have like blown their nuts out on those speed slides and had to take get their nuts taken out. It's happened. Okay. It's happened.
They became. That's how Caitlyn Jenner became.
On a water slide? I don't think so.
That is the cheapest sex change operation you could possibly get.
He spread her legs and he fucked himself.
You were stomping on her journalistic integrity.
A Florida woman. Let's move on.
Just nothing.
They're so, so where we went from that news segment to where we ended, the picture Krista has is like this little 5-year-old girl like, wee.
That was a nice, clean, fun little story, and you guys took it nasty.
What the hell did you expect?
It was about a water slide.
And so was the ending.
Okay, we're going to talk about fireworks now. Hush.
A not so happy ending.
Or happy. He might have finished.
So we all know that fireworks are dangerous, or can be, but when a Florida woman felt one hit her on the 4th of July, she didn't get too worried. This is a quote. My first thought was somebody hit me, slapped me open-handed really hard on my leg, and pinched me, but it did not make any sense because I didn't see anyone. So she legitimately thought that's what happened to her, even though there was no one there. She and her boyfriend cleaned up her leg. It was all bloody, and they figured it would just get better. But after about 4 days, when it wasn't better, she went to the doctor. They did an x-ray, and it was a bullet wound, not a firework. So she got shot and thought somebody slapped her in the leg, like the Invisible Man slapped her in the leg.
Well, she said, like, slap, rubbed, and pinched, like somebody was playing patty cake on her leg.
The bullet's too close to a major artery to remove it, so it's going to have to just stay in there as a memento of this 4th of July. She got the wound when she was sitting in a cafe. They believe someone fired the gun in the air, and the bullet just came back down on her leg, because it doesn't seem like anybody around there was firing a gun.
You would think you would know if somebody was popping off caps in the middle
of
the
cafe. You would think you know if you got shot, but she didn't.
It's Florida.
No, like getting shot and stabbed, you really don't feel it. Like, especially stabbed. You don't feel being stabbed.
I'll have to take your word for that one.
You just like bringing this story up.
I'm just saying you don't. And shot, I mean, that the bullet went in, like, it stayed in her leg. So, I mean, it's not like it was like
Yeah.
High
velocity. It's embedded 4 centimeters into her thigh.
That's it?
Yeah.
Fuck, I could dig that out with my fingers.
And bleed to death.
She might bleed to death.
It's by an artery.
Hey, I need 2 butter knives and a roll of duct tape. Make this happen right now.
Maybe some hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, or some whiskey.
None of that shit. Yeah, just some vodka.
And as soon as we get this out of your leg, I'll give you a bullet to bite on.
The vodka is for me to drink while I pull the bullet out of your leg.
I can't do this shit sober.
So we got some local news here. In Grand Ronde, Oregon, I don't know how you pronounce it for real, but I'm going to say Ronde and make it fancy style, which is located about halfway between Salem and Lincoln City.
It does sound way better than Grand Rondo.
In Oregon, a 56-year-old man was tasered and arrested after he was pleasuring himself and a horse on someone else's property at the same time. Deputies from the sheriff's department got a call from the property owners when he was, quote, masturbating himself and horse.
That's a multitasker right there.
But it's not even the property owner's horse. Nobody knows where the horse came from.
But they brought a fucking horse with him?
It's a random horse.
Broke into some dude's house with a horse to jerk off the horse and himself.
He didn't jerk the horse off in the living room.
It was just on their property.
Someone looked out the window and said,
does that make it okay?
Hey, is that guy jacking off in the field? No, honey. Looks like he's jacking the horse off. I think he's doing both.
What I want to know is, did they sneak tase him, or did they ask him to stop jerking off that horse?
Tased him a lot later.
Tased him 3 times.
But this was days later. Like, somebody outed him. You done with the story?
Was he Dutch?
Maybe the horse was. No, he was a few weeks later. This happened in early June. A few weeks later, the police got a tip of who he was.
Oh, he got a tip.
He got 2 tips.
The long stroke and the short stroke.
He was an active member of the local Seventh-day Adventist church. So when the police went after him, he ran for it. And then they tasered him 3 times during the arrest.
I'm sure the Seventh-day Adventist church is proud of that guy.
He says he was continually pleading how he didn't fuck the horse. At that point, the Oregonian says, the deputy had not mentioned anything about a horse. He just started going off on his own about this horse when they tased him.
Don't tase me, bro. I never fucked that horse. Don't tase me. I never had sexual relations with that horse.
So he was arrested for suspicion of sexual assault on an animal, resisting arrest, and interfering with an officer of the law.
Now, this is what I have a problem with. He's going to arrest for a sexual assault of an animal. Like, he didn't fuck this horse. Somebody caught him jacking his horse off. Do you think the horse is complaining? Like,
was the horse able to consent? That's
I mean, the horse got jerked off.
They still don't know where the horse came from.
That's the word.
If it's a ghost horse, like if you hit somebody in your car and they don't exist, like they leave, the insurance companies talk about that being a ghost driver.
So this is kind of like if you found a homeless guy, drug him to somebody's property, and gave him a Dutch rudder, like that wouldn't be sexual assault in your eyes?
Not if he was like, oh, thank you, kind sir, and he walked away. You jerked off a
homeless guy's talking about thank you, kind sir.
I think if you just walked up to a homeless man and just jerked him off, he would be very pleased. And
I believe he'd be shocked.
He would probably be very polite about it. Almost Canadian.
Almost Canadian. That's super polite.
Thank you, kind sir. I have met a lot of homeless people in my life, and none of them talk like that.
Have you ever jerked any of them off?
Yes. 1 or 2, but it was college.
Okay, so we're going to move on now. So when people get ultrasound pictures of their unborn children, they usually study them pretty well, you know? One English woman didn't really study the picture that much. It wasn't until after her husband took the picture to work, and one of his coworkers noticed there was another image on the ultrasound. It appears that there is a gremlin on the baby's shoulder in the ultrasound picture. I should mention, it looks like the cute furry version of the gremlins, not the green, scary, slimy kind.
So did the dad ask if she was fucking a mogwai?
The gremlin picture has caused some people to nickname the unborn baby Gizmo. One of her friends tried to tell the mother that it looked like a cute teddy bear taking care of the baby. It also...
Don't worry, that demon in there is taking care of your baby.
It also prompted a lot of jokes from their friends about like getting the baby wet after midnight. If you don't get that reference, then you just need to go watch Gremlins.
That's right. Much like the Mogwai.
I'm pretty sure that baby is wet 24 hours a day.
So I'm going to share this picture on Facebook, in the Facebook I don't think so.
I have to say, after those news stories, I'm a little worried about the text messages that I might get, because I got a picture of the last conversation in a text message, and I would like to thank you.
Jason got a picture of the pink sock from a random number.
From a random number I didn't even know. I know who it is now, but I did not know who it was then.
That is scary. You just get random pictures of blue waffles and pink socks. And
however, if you want to send those to the phone number that we gave you at the beginning of the show, Big Mike would really enjoy watching those.
Sure. Watching them like they're gifts. Send him a pink sock gift.
One at a time, and I'll pause it periodically, too, and take a breather while I'm watching.
You'll need to. All right, sorry. Did you have... She's like, I don't know if I want to do another news story. You sick pricks, turn everything wrong.
Go ahead, play some music. Play some music.
All right, we are going to get back into the music with Ransom, Price, and Drink right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
You and me and a bottle of Patron. Tonight, let's ignore the phone. Shut out the world, turn off the noise. Chakras in and the feelings come out. It's always you that I can't live without. Small talk of another routine day. But talking with you, all the bullshit fades away. Far away. So much I wanna forget. Sometimes I just pretend that I've never done you wrong. So I raise a glass with you. I see you can feel it too. So tell me about what brings you down. But talking with you, all the bullshit fades away. Far away. And we are drinking for different reasons. What you give is never enough. Can't please everyone all the time.
Hey, 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 hey.
And so we do our best. Let's just take the rest and have another drink with me. Cause drinking with you, all the bullshit fades away. Far away. And we are drinking for different reasons. And I'll always hang out. Drinking for different reasons, but I'll never let you down. And we are drinking for different reasons, but I'll always hang around. And we are drinking for different reasons, but I'll never let you down.
Welcome back to The Family Meeting. That was Ransom Price with their song Drink.
Good you can read, motherfucker.
Well, the thing was too far away. I couldn't...
You can call in or text us. The phone number is...
425-686-9552.
You can tweet at us. My Twitter is JohnCurtis316. If you can't spell that, then you were probably talking to me in a bar at 1 o'clock in the morning a week ago.
My Twitter is KristaCurtis1.
And mine is Jason Curtis 925. You can also email us at thefamilymeeting@nwczradio.com.
But Jason's the only person that checks that, so it probably won't get checked because he's...
Well, I've got it here on my phone,
like
so...
90% retarded.
I would go a good 93, maybe. I'm over 90%. I'm in the 7th percentile.
Good to know.
So we mentioned earlier in the show that our nephew was hanging out with us, and we brought perfect content to share with our 15-year-old nephew. I'm sorry to his parents.
He's been hanging out with me for 3 days.
That's
so
true.
He's
yeah. I didn't see his face turn red once.
Yeah, he's. I well conditioned him for this
been
hour.
Indoctrinated. God, I can't talk. I'm just having fucking problems today.
We all know how I grew up with our brother, so just passing that down. And I'm sure if his mom heard that, she wouldn't like it.
Yeah,
she knows.
She'd be kicking you in the junk right now.
She knows what happened.
she remembers quite clearly what happened when you were that age.
So we, this last week, we went to a company picnic with Krista. Krista's company picnic. And our dad's a little... He's losing it a little bit.
He's getting
once
in
a
on
while.
Age. Yeah, he's getting up there in age.
So he thought that he might be, and he's listening right now because I lined him up to listen before I left.
Oh, shit, that's right. When I was leaving, he was saying, what's the website again? Which so, we've told him every week for the last 4 years, and he still asks every
so
time.
We were at this company picnic, and he was one. He thought he might get lost. So I told him that we needed to tie a balloon to his wrist, and then we would tie the same color balloon to the chair he was sitting in, so he could try and match the balloons up and find his way back to where he belonged if he ever got lost.
If there was ever any question of what a prick John can be, I think we've just answered it.
Yeah, and because he'd probably tie the same colored balloon to about 10 different other chairs.
He probably would.
And
or would tie the right color and then pop it as soon as Bob turned his back.
And I was completely willing to find some balloons for him if he needed that, if he needed it.
He didn't need it. He did
I'm
not
helpful.
Get lost.
That's because we didn't leave him alone too long. You got lost. Oh, shit. It's your own company picnic, and you left us for like an hour and a half.
You were right there next to me.
That was intentional.
She wanted to go all to all her coworkers and be like, I don't know them. Like, they found me on the way here.
John, anyone who listened to the previous half hour of this show would totally agree with me doing that, by the way.
I was very polite the whole time, even when there was a little bit of a rudeness happening toward me.
Uh-oh.
I bit my lip, and I didn't. This is Krista's this is my company picnic. Shit would have went down, but it wasn't my company picnic. It was Krista's company picnic.
Krista, he's growing up.
Right before our very eyes.
Because I swear to God, a couple of years ago, it wouldn't have mattered whose company picked it.
No, no. I mean, there are some serious rewards I get for my sister having a job.
Like and the bills being paid?
No. Like for her working where she works, I get benefits. And I didn't want to fuck those up.
Is that friends with benefits?
I'm greedy.
That is sick, you fucking prick.
No, Mike, we're brother and sister, not friends.
No, not that. Not that.
And this is not the South.
Talking about the friends from her work.
Oh, yeah. I have tweeted about some of her friends at work. So, oh, I shouldn't say that. Fuck it.
You already did, yes.
And we don't record anymore, so we can't go back.
Yeah,
and that
can't
shit
do that. So I bit my tongue, and that shit didn't go down. But we almost had to tie Dad to a balloon. And I guess we would have tied a balloon to Dad.
Like he's the old man and Up.
He kind of is.
Did you guys hear about the guy that was pretending to be the guy from Up? He tied all those helium balloons to a chair.
He's not the first guy that did it. He did it for the publicity, and it worked.
It worked. He got arrested for it, but he got the publicity.
And like the next 3 days, he did more sales than he did for like the last 3 years.
How many balloons would you have to tie to your house to get that damn thing?
Not
up
a house, motherfucker. It wasn't really like Up.
You
it was
dumbass.
I saw Up. It wasn't a chair. It was a goddamn house.
It was also a cartoon.
Oh, shit. That's right. That wasn't real.
The last guy that did it had a pellet gun, and he was like, I'll just shoot one balloon at a time until I start going down, and that's how I'll land. It seems legit to me, right? He went up with a 12-pack, a pellet gun, and like 30 weather balloons.
That combination of things.
This makes me think that happened in Alabama. The one I'm talking about happened in like Colorado or something.
This one happened in L.A. and he got in trouble because he floated into the LAX air like the airfield where the planes land, and they're like, there's a is that a man in a
lawn chair
with a Pabst 16 ounce in his hand?
The one in Colorado, the guy probably had weed and a pellet gun.
I can't remember what kind of business he had. Was he a roofer or something?
I forget, but it doesn't matter. Like, as long as you can get on the news. I worked for a moving company, and we got on the news for stealing people's shit and robbing them. And in the next week, we were, like, booked up for the next 7 months. I would go to someone's house to move them, and they'd be like, yeah, I hired you guys because you guys were on the news about robbing people. He's like, you guys really do that? No, not at all.
Everybody in the room, raise your hand if you're surprised that John worked for a company where they robbed people. Nobody?
I remember John telling stories when he got back from moves about how, like, if he got tired, he would just go sleep on these people's furniture in the truck.
Not quite tired. Like,
it was like you were forming what you were going to say.
I was drinking.
He was mid-drink.
Because you turned around and you were like, look, you were licking your lips going, how am I going to get out of this?
I was wiping like the Bacardi and Coke off my mustache. I don't rock a solo stash, by the way.
Yeah. Porn stash over there is.
Bato Curtis over here.
So you were sleeping in somebody's... sleeping
on furniture in the trucks?
Yeah, that was a. Sometimes you just got past to take a little power nap.
No, the way that sentence started, we all know you were passed out.
No, you can't pass out. The people come out and they'll see you. You just gotta take a 5 minute power nap on their furniture.
See, when you would tell these stories, I pictured you like at nighttime when you'd be in the middle of nowhere just going back in the truck and be like, this looks like a comfy couch.
The one time this really went bad for me, I got back from a move. It was like 40 days. I was all around the United States. I came back and I got into the warehouse and I can't believe it happened so bad for me. So I opened up, we had these storage boxes where we stored people's shit in, and I just brought these back from the move. And so I opened it up, and there was just like a miraculously like a bed right there. And so I brought the bed down, and there was a blanket and pillows and this. And so I pulled those down, and then there was this little TV like right next to it. So I pulled the TV out, and I had a 12 pack that I bought before I got to the warehouse. There was like a little lamp, so like I set this whole bedroom up real quick. It only took about 4 minutes. I had a bed, a lamp, a TV, and they had a box of DVDs right next to it. So I was watching some kind of movie. And I passed out on this bed, and the people showed up the next morning to look at their items that I brought.
I'm
sleeping on their bed with like an empty beer bottle in my hand, watching their DVD on their TV with the lamp next to me.
Did you tell them it was a good thing you didn't show up about 10 minutes earlier? There was a reason I was asleep.
I can't believe like nobody checked the warehouse before they were just paraded these customers back there.
Yeah. Your stuff's back there. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, here's your belongings. Yes.
And some big guy asleep on them.
I bet they learned their lesson that time, though, didn't they?
Don't mind.
Oh, and by the way, you owe us $5,000 for the move.
Don't mind the dude asleep on your shit.
It was a comfortable bed.
That should have been your guys' slogan.
I haven't had that good of a warehouse sleep in a long time.
That means you've had more than one.
Oh yeah, that happened a bit.
John would come home with furniture sometimes from his moves.
Oh, that guy. I screwed that guy. This guy has some brand new
couches.
That
sounds like that went bad.
This guy has some brand new... this is the... I can't get in trouble for this anymore. I guess it's been too long. This guy had a storage unit, and he had these brand new couches in there, and there was rat shit on them. There really was rat shit on there, so I didn't really steal them. But I told the guy, I said, hey, I found some rat shit on top of your couches. I don't know what you want to do about it. And he's like, oh, my God, that's disgusting. I don't even want them. And I go, well, we have a deal with the dump. If you give me $20 per item, I can throw them away on the way home. That's all they charge us instead of you having to. So he paid me $40, and I took his couches to my house and used them for like 6 years.
If I'm not mistaken, one of those couches might still be floating around somewhere.
No, they're gone.
Actually, I think I ended up with one of them. I had one of them for about 3 or 4 years.
No, that was a different one.
Okay, because I ended up with something that one of John's couches.
I got so much free shit like that, but it was those were brand new couches, and he was just mortified that there was a piece of rat shit on it.
And he paid you to take them away.
Pay me $40, $20 a couch.
He paid you to rob him.
And then he tipped us. I did that because I didn't think he was going to tip us. He seemed like one of the pricks that ain't going to tip you. So he paid me $40 to take his couches away, and then he tipped us too. Hey, whatever.
He did it.
Yeah. He didn't feel bad about it.
All right. If you want to talk to us, give us a call. Phone number is 425-686-9552. You can also tweet at us. Mine is Jason Curtis, 925.
Krista Curtis, 1.
John Curtis, 316.
And coming up, we've got Rockston Steen with Thought You'd Be right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZradio.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Rockenstein with Thought You'd Be. Krista is trying to take away our bread and butter on this show. Oh, see, yeah, Mike didn't turn her damn mic on, so we can say whatever the hell we want. We can talk about whatever stories we want.
I wouldn't call it our bread and butter, Jason.
So up until like 2 seconds before that, before we started here talking, we were discussing if we were going to talk about a blood trail leading to the toilet at Safeway.
Or as you pointed out, it's probably leading away.
I think leading away would be way worse than leading to. You know, leading to, the blood can come from anywhere.
That's true.
But if you're leading away from the toilet with blood in the toilet, there's only two places that blood could be coming from.
Well, okay, so here's the story.
Or dildos hanging from a hanging like shoes from a telephone pole.
Flip a coin, John. Which one are we gonna drink?
And I said, I think we've had enough of that kind of talk on this episode. We should talk about something else. And they both had a fit.
Depending on how big the dildo was, they could be intertwined.
They could be the same story.
Could be the same story.
Maybe.
The guy rammed the dildo and then ran into Safeway because it was a black one.
That's not where I was going to go. I was thinking, wow. I was thinking.
Well, it was. Yeah.
Like, if you're walking past a place and there's shoes hanging from a wire, what does it mean?
A drug house nearby to buy some shit.
See, now, when we were talking about this earlier, that was what Zach said. I thought that meant a drug house. John said it was a crack house. First words out of Krista's mouth were a crack house. I think we know the kind of areas we hang out in because there's a lot of crack houses. But I was thinking maybe if those dildos are hanging over the wires near a bathroom, there are going to be blood leading to the toilet. I was at Safeway. Here's what happened. I was at Safeway. I opened up the door, and there is a blood trail from the toilet to the door, and there's blood in the toilet.
Men's room or ladies' room?
Men's room, because my first thought was, if I was in the ladies' room, some nasty shit happens in that ladies' room, and that wouldn't have surprised me. But if I'm in the men's room, it's way worse. I would almost not expect it, but it wouldn't surprise me so much if I was in the ladies' room.
It better surprise you even if you're in the ladies' room. That would surprise me if I was in the ladies' room, and I go in a lot of ladies' rooms.
That is a heavy flow, but... I would be guessing, even if these were intertwined, that I bet there's more crackhead asshole bleeding than normal person asshole bleeding.
See, and I would still think that...
Well, you think their lips... You think their asshole looks like their lips?
I would think that maybe they got stabbed. You guys are just going in total nasty directions with this.
I mean, we don't know how big of this blood trail is. Jason, it's not like it's fucking scream. I mean, it's not like this.
It's not like I slipped when I walked in the door and I'm rolling around like a fucking turtle.
Well, a little stabbing could cause a little blood, John. Tell us how much blood a stabbing brings you.
My blood squirted like and hit the wall. So I mean, it was...
Out of your ass?
Out of my thigh.
Oh, okay.
When I stabbed myself.
Oh, okay.
I think our little friend here wants an elaboration on when you stabbed yourself.
I don't think we have time.
you'll hear that story on the way back home. Would that not scare the shit out of
our
you?
Our listeners know I've told the story twice on the air.
Would that not scare you if you walked in and saw... I mean, there were little droplets of blood from the toilet to
the
door.
See, now we're getting to the little droplets. It would scare me if I saw a trail of scream blood and then a... man bloodied huddled in the corner of the bathroom. Might scare me a little.
Jesus Christ, what is this, a Blair Witch Project now?
It would trouble me if a pantsless man came waddling out of the bathroom with his asshole bleeding. Because that's what you're painting. The guy leaving.
The homeless dude.
Because it has to be. If it's hitting the ground, he has to have his pants around his ankle still. Like,
you would think
waddling out of there.
You would think store security might stop him when he comes out of the bathroom with
Would you stop somebody with a bleeding asshole running outside your store?
Probably not.
I would call cleanup aisle 2 and I'd walk the fuck away.
I saw a man one time with diarrhea that was dripping driplets on the floor, so...
That was out of his pant leg, though, right?
Yeah, but maybe blood came out of the pant leg, too.
That's a lot of blood if it's running all the way down out of your
pant
leg.
It's a lot of diarrhea.
I want to know where you were hanging out, where you saw some dude shitting himself while walking down the road.
It was in a public place. I will leave it at that.
All right, Jersey Mike back there. You are no longer Big Mike. You are Jersey Mike now.
That's fine.
We got Big Mike to give us a 30-second heads up, and he... stands up and does a big fist pump for us. So,
all right. How can people find out more about you, Johnny?
You can find out mostly here, but if you want to follow me on Twitter at JohnCurtis316 or Facebook.
And will not be your friend.
I will be a virtual friend with you, but not more than 2 minutes.
We've made progress today.
I'm on Twitter at Krista Curtis 1, C-H-R-I-S-T-A, Curtis 1.
And mine is Jason Curtis 925. We're going to finish out tonight with Unkabater Interpret with Spur 5 right here on the family meeting. We'll talk to you guys next week.
I can hear you breathing. Nobody here in the cradle does that anymore. How did you get in? Will you help?